In the 1880s and the 1890s, the European powers scrambled in a dramatic grasp after power to grab colonies around the world, in Africa and Asia, literally dividing up continents in a new wave of what's called high imperialism, different from earlier colonialism that had stressed perhaps mercantile objectives or economic aims. Now the goal was to seize territories, to exploit their lands and peoples and their resources. By 1901, most of the world was in the control of Europeans, while even non-European nations like Japan or the United States also sought territories to bring under their sway. A key example of the brutalities of colonial rule was the Central African nation of Belgian Congo, where from 1885, under the rule of a small European power of Belgium, one saw what amounted to a slave state, where the African natives were worked to death in the rubber plantations, which sent their funds and their profits to Belgium. This was a regime of such brutality that it horrified even other European imperialists. The death toll of this regime is estimated at around 10 million, which would represent roughly half of the African population of that country. And it saw such horrors as the cutting off of hands of native peoples when they didn't meet their production quotas. It showed the inherent violence in imperialist domination. There was another implication of such imperialist domination, and that was, in addition to the violence we've just mentioned against native peoples, imperialist competition between the imperial powers could also make rival powers more likely to clash, perhaps even within Europe itself. But at the same time, imperialism was cheered by many of its proponents as a progressive and modernizing force. Rudyard Kipling, the British poet, called it the white man's burden to go out and civilize those whom he called, with imperialist arrogance, half devil and half child. The French spoke of the mission civilisatrice, which was supposed to bring the benefits of French culture, which was equated with civilization as such, to the peoples in French sway. The popular social Darwinist thinking that we've discussed in an earlier lecture saw the races as fundamentally unequal and ranked them into hierarchies of achievement and worth. This ranking made imperialism seem all too natural to contemporaries. Now, imperialism clearly had vigorous critics in Europe whose liberal ideas led them to condemn this phenomenon, but there was, it must be admitted, even more popular support for the drama of colonial conquest. This colonial conquest was fueled and enabled by tools of empire. Technological superiority certainly sped the imperialist drive. Tools of empire included technology like gunboats, tropical medicines, the pith helmet that shielded explorers from the sun, as well as that devastating tool, the machine gun, to be used against natives. The machine gun was demonstrated in its horrific killing capacity at one particular symbolically significant battle. That was the Battle of Omdurman in the Sudan in 1898, in which British colonial forces, far outnumbered by the Sudanese army of rebels, mowed down that army with Maxim guns, in a striking example of the devastating impact of this technology. One young man who was there as an observer, by the name of Winston Churchill, was horrified by the human impact of this killing technology, even on brave Sudanese fighters, and yet he saw this as the onward march of science. Colonial domination also, very importantly, made deliberate use of terror as a tool of domination. Colonial rulers purposefully used tactics of terror in punitive expeditions against native peoples that were, in a cruel twist, euphemistically often called pacification or bringing of peace. The natives' assumed lower status was used to justify strategies of the most intense and horrifying repression, which explicitly would not have been used against fellow Europeans. An example that historians cite of just such a phenomenon is that of the German colonial campaigns against the African people of the Herero in Southwest Africa, who had risen up in revolt. When their revolt was quelled in 1904, even after it had been crushed, thousands of Herero men, women, and children were deliberately driven into the deserts to die, quite explicitly with the goal of crushing their resistance. Another innovation, a particular institution, which unfortunately would become quite a common sight in the horrors of the 20th century also had a colonial origin, and that was the institution of concentration camps, as they were euphemistically called.